This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As you go to work on this Monday, what's your posture? Pencils and keyboards in battle position, ready to beast, or something less? A new report finds that what we get done in a given amount of time is lagging, and if we got the tools we need to get more done, we would fix a lot of what ails us. It's an argument in part about the need to retrain workers so they have the skills a changing economy needs. Olivia White is a director at the McKinsey Global Institute, which put together this report. Welcome.
Thank you so much, David.
Econ 101, remind me, economists like it when we get more done in a day?
Yeah, exactly. Productivity is how much output, economic output, you can produce in a given, say, hour of work.
And you'd think all these robots, all the silicon chips that surround us, that productivity would be shooting through the roof. That's not what we have found.
That's exactly right. And the fact is, we've seen over the past 15 years or so, productivity has lagged its long-term average.
What benefits do you think would accrue if we were to boost productivity further?
Well, look, let me first emphasize that increased productivity can drive wages up while holding inflation down because you get more done in a given unit of time. And there's a clear historical relationship between wages and productivity. But also, increased productivity will help us care for an aging population, and the U.S. population is aging. It also helps manage debt and meet social safety net program entitlements, so think Medicare, Social Security. And finally, in the face of the net zero transition, it'll help us get there more quickly and more affordably because it'll help build a capital base.
You've seen regional differences. Some places in the U.S. are just frankly more productive.
So we saw that there are 7 states that have both above average productivity and above average growth in productivity. California, Massachusetts, New York, Texas, Colorado, North Dakota, Washington State. And then there are about 25 states that have both below average productivity and they're growing productivity less quickly than the average.
And the laggards include, I've seen the list. I think it's Nevada, Michigan, Iowa, and Arkansas are on that list. Why? I mean, California may be more techie, even New York, Texas,
yeah.
I suppose.
What you just said, David, was what I thought we would see, which is, there's some industries that are just more productive and states with those industries are the more productive states. We find, in fact, that's not in general the bulk of the explanation. But instead, states that are more productive are home to cities themselves that have been more productive and growing faster in their productivity.
There are many prescriptions that you offer. Let's pick a couple.
Give you a list. One is making sure that companies have strategies that are tuned to their technologies. Then, incredibly important, make sure that you're upskilling or reskilling your people so that they have the skills that they need to take most advantage of that technology.
Olivia White is director at the McKinsey Global Institute. A recent report from McKinsey is called Rekindling U.S. Productivity for a New Era. Thank you very much.
Pleasure to join you. Thank you.